Union members supporting hospital workers rallied in front of St. Michael's Hospital on Monday, where they voiced anger over allegations the healthcare center plans to cut 750 jobs. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, and the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions, OCHA, claimed 750 jobs are on the brink of elimination at St. Michael's Hospital due to provincial underfunding and the facility's huge deficit. Street. Michael's Hospital. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Meanwhile, Unity Health Toronto, the network that oversees St. Michael's and two other hospitals in the city, told Toronto Today the 750 figure is grossly inaccurate. Each fiscal year, we conduct a budgeting process which concludes on March 31st, a Unity Health spokesperson said in an emailed statement. The goal is to strengthen our financial health while maintaining the high quality, compassionate care that our patients expect and deserve from Unity Health Toronto and its hospital sites. Unity Health Toronto did not specify how many jobs, if any, could be eliminated at St. Michael's. The network also did not comment on any financial deficit at the hospital. OCHA President Michael Hurley at St. Michael's Hospital on Monday. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. OCHA President Michael Hurley said Unity Health Toronto notified him of the alleged 750 employment cuts last year. The rumored job losses aren't considered layoffs because they are vacant hospital positions that will be axed altogether, he said. Toronto is in a healthcare crisis, unions say. Hurley and other rallying union members placed blame for the alleged job cuts on the Doug Ford government's handling of healthcare across the province. CUPE said since taking office, the Ford government's increases to hospital funding have not kept pace with inflation, population growth, aging, or the rising cost of drugs and medical technologies. The union argued the loss of 750 positions would only worsen issues like hallway medicine, long surgical wait times, and staff burnout. Street. Michael's Hospital. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Hurley called any possible job reductions ridiculous. This is an emergency service. You can't afford to cut any staff here, Hurley said. This place is already running on skeleton staff. As a teaching and research hospital, St. Michael's employs 7,500 staff members. The hospital's emergency room can accommodate over 70,000 visits annually. CUPE and OCHA jointly claimed more than 250,000 Ontarians are currently on a surgical wait list across all hospitals across the province. You've got, on any given day, 2,000 people on stretchers in hospitals like this one and waiting for a bed. Up from 1,000 when the premier promised he would eliminate hallway medicine, Hurley said. Patients wait for their surgeries and treatments longer than they should, and sometimes it endangers their lives, and that's not right. Speaking to reporters on the campaign trail recently, Ford blamed emergency room overcrowding on patients showing up to the hospital unnecessarily. You got a little scrape on your knee or whatever, they should be at a clinic down the street, said Ford, claiming that an ER doctor told him 50% of patients shouldn't be there. Union members at St. Michael's Hospital on Monday. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. CUPE leaders said all of Ontario's hospitals will garner a combined deficit of over $800 million this year and called for a $2 billion provincial investment to shore up their finances. This would allow emergency rooms to relocate patients from stretchers and into hospital beds, and eliminate the long wait list for surgeries, Hurley argued. In 2024, Ontario's budget included $85 billion in health spending. Some union members said the alleged 750 job cuts have only increased concern that the Ford government, which will face voters on Thursday, could push for the privatization of healthcare. Ford and his Minister of Health Sylvia Jones have opened the doors wide for privatization, said Michelle Robidoux, a spokesperson with the Greater Toronto Health Coalition. The province began moving towards allowing private clinics to provide OHIP-covered MRI and CT scans, as well as hip and knee replacement surgeries, during its last term. Greater Toronto Health Coalition spokesperson Michelle Robidoux outside St. Michael's Hospital on Monday. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. They cannot drive through privatization without undermining one of the pillars of our public healthcare system, public hospitals, which are in record deficit, she said. We have a record number of emergency departments that are closed, a record number of patients waiting in hallways, chronic understaffing and patients forced to pay thousands of dollars in illegal fees at for-profit clinics for surgeries, Robidoux alleged. Monday's rally outside St. Michael's Hospital was noticeably lacking the presence of healthcare workers. According to Sharon Richer, the secretary-treasurer of OCHA, there was a reason for that. The healthcare workers from St. Mike's wanted to be here, but with the proposed eliminations of positions and the understaffing that they're facing, they're not able to join us, even for 10 minutes, she said. OCHA member Sharon Richer speaks on province's healthcare crisis. Alex Flood, Toronto Today.